Hey everybody, we are going to be talking in this video all about authenticity and what that means. So when we decided to talk about authenticity, Doug and I got together and we thought, like, what does it actually mean to be authentic and how different is it from being unique? So in the last video, we talked about uniqueness as being you being that perfect note in the harmony of life that is very, very specific to you. And it means that you are unique to you and not comparing yourself to others, and that you have certain traits, and these are a little more on the external. So we're looking at the representation of you in the world. But authenticity is actually the motive. It's the energy behind the uniqueness. When you are being fully authentic, because you could actually be unique and not be authentic, right? But authenticity plus uniqueness, ooh, well, that's super powerful, because uniqueness and authenticity is related to the soul. Authenticity means to be aligned with your soul. When your small self, your egoic mind, is integrated with the soul and you're locked on to your journey. And I'll give you an example, and then we're gonna do a 3-card reading to help you. I'm gonna show you how I'm gonna do it for all of you. And I'll talk to you a little bit about what that's like. So, you know, I'll show you actually how you can try to be unique and then how it's not authentic when you do that. So, most of you know that I took a big detour when I left my publisher. I left Hay House and I went to Random House. Now, I got a great experience at Random House, don't get me wrong. I had a lot of money and I had people who believed in me and it was really good. But I wrote a book that was very, very small and a very big, just a tiny sliver of my full-on career choices. And then I started a coaching school where a lot of the stuff that I taught, which was great, went a little mainstream, and so I kind of took away all the woo-woo, and for those of you who read my book, Uncharted, there's a whole story in there about that. So I actually did something that made me unique in my head, because I was going to teach this more mainstream coaching process, which has turned into the Envision process, which is still awesome. But the way I was looking at it was that the coaching piece was more mainstream, and that I was going to go into more of the corporate background, because I had clients there, and basically teach them how to be intuitive. Nah. So I did get great opportunities to go do that. I went to the, what was it called? The Downtown Project, that was it. The Downtown Project, which was all these speakers from Google and Mashable and all these like corporate entities, and I got a chance to speak there like a TED Talk. And I'm telling you, there I was, unique, I sure was. I created this really unique product. I'm still proud of that, by the way. Still proud of my book, still proud of everything I did. But it wasn't authentic, because I got there and I realized that one of these things is not like the other, and it was me. I stuck out like a sore thumb. And then when I was really being authentic and talking straight from my heart, because that's really when you come from your heart, and you're not coming from your head, you know, people started talking to me, wanted me to give them a reading. You know, they weren't that interested in me coming into their business and teaching them intuition. They wanted to know about my oracle cards. They wanted me to talk to their dead grandfather. They wanted me to do all the things that I was kind of actually moving away from, because I thought that wasn't good enough. So here's the deal. I want you to really consider that. Whenever you are making a choice, you have to ask yourself, am I trying to be unique? Because guess what? I was very successful at it. But my soul was like, are you done yet? It's like, I wasn't feeding my soul. I was feeding my intellect and I was feeding my ego. And I, again, like I said, that stuff I did was good, because then I shifted it and I moved it into something that was more authentic. And you are actually a part of that more authentic vision, because I sat down and thought, I know how to be unique. But if I'm going to really be unique from an authentic place and be really happy and inspired, because that's the next piece, I had to be really coming from a place that was 1,000% in line with my soul, not my ego. My ego was running the show there, my small self. It was running out of fear. So when you really come from that place, then here's the thing. We end up getting, in some way, you know, how do I put this in a way? We can have other people, for example, in our life, won't necessarily go along with us when we really want to be authentic, because we have to drop all the pretenses. We have to actually drop the things that we put up, the masks that we put up, so we will belong in places that we really don't belong in, just so that we can. Right? So we can be accepted. So I want you to really think about that. You know, as you look at what does my unique, authentic, inspired life look like? And again, I know we talked about this in module 3, but I want you to think about this now that we are in module 6. Like, what does authenticity mean to me and how does it feel? Because I can tell you from being on both sides of the fence, it feels somehow up here when you're striving for that uniqueness, where you want to be special, when it's driven, and hey, you can still try to do that in service to others, because as I said, I was still successful at it. I got what I wanted. But if you're going to serve from an integrative, and it's an energy that you just recognize that, you want to be a beacon of light out in the world, you want to bring a legacy out in the world, well, you want to know how your light's going to shine. It's not going to be through a mechanized or a built vision of yourself. It's going to come from in here, and it's going to be unique and different and authentic for you, and not everybody's going to like it. And that's the thing that I learned too. You cannot be all things to all people. So as I said, not everybody's going to like who you become, but the people who are meant to be attracted to you, and the people, places, things, events, environments that are right for you are going to feel so good, you're going to understand. And you've already come to some of this now. Just the very fact that you're in the Personal Mastery Group, that you're in Oracle School, most of you, I've read all your posts, most of you are feeling like you've come home in some way. But now you got to go out there. You know, it's not just in the tribe where we thrive. We want to take this outside too. So this is the thing that I want you to think about. So I'm going to do a 3-card reading and show you how it's done for all of you and me about what is the next right action for us to really get in alignment with our soul? Because that will be our authentic self. So here we go. I love doing this. All right. Oh, this one wants to go here. 1 card, 2 card. Notice how I'm choosing them, and this time I just did them this way, but they're all in the same. I'm just choosing them in the same kind of way and not turning them over. And I'm turning them over sideways, not this way, right? Side this way. You can't make this up. So here we go. We begin. The anchor card this time is time to go. You remember, I hope you saw the unique video. So we talked about time to go there. That was the 2nd card. Now it's the 1st card. So we now start with the idea of what we need to leave behind. That in order for, which I talked to you about, right? Leave behind the construction of uniqueness and tune into what's true. So what do you need to let go of? What is it? And that's where you start with this conversation. What is the next right action to claim my authenticity? Well, first is realize what you have to let go of. What's not authentic to you? Now, the next card talks about that and it gives us information. These next 2 cards is about what do we have to leave? So that's really what this is saying. Remember, the next 2 cards give us more information about the anchor card. And these are great because both cards talk about patterns, round and round in protection and never-ending story in protection. And I think it speaks to all of us. So I'm going to read the time to go card again, even though just in case you didn't see the last video, I'm going to read it and then I'm going to read the other 2. So that's card 45 is the anchor card of the question. What do I need to do in order for me to move into my authenticity? Endings. Completion, walking away from something because there is nothing else to learn or experience. Remember my story about having to leave behind all this need to be mainstream so I belonged? Okay. The Oracle's message. You are at the end of one journey and have not yet begun the next. This is the moment to bless your experience thus far. So nothing is wasted. Remember that, right? We talk about that. No experience is wasted. Take stock of what you've learned. It's time to move on now to new experiences and a new way of being. There is nothing left for you to do in the past or experience in your present circumstances or what you've learned up to this point. Take the risk and move on, even if you need to be in transition for a time. Your destiny is calling you. Our destiny is our authenticity. That's why we're here, is to strip away the cross we all bear, is the conditioning that society and any kind of structure that is man-made, that is cultural, social, familial, work environment, our environmental structures that we do need in order to operate in a society. But what are the things that don't serve us in terms of seeing the world as connected and ourselves as part of a unified whole? That's a big one. So now let's find out more information about what we're leaving behind. And round in protection, which is card 25, comes up. You can't make this up. I just love this. I don't know why I'm always in awe of my own cards. Oh my God, I'm Swami. Swami of Oracle School. Here we go. Protection message. Are you refusing to see your own personal responsibility for repeating lessons you don't need to relearn? Now remember, in the protection, it's not asking us, like, are we doing it? It's telling us what you have to let go of, right? So that's, remember the position it's in. You have to surrender now to the fact that you are the common denominator in all these repeat performances. Be happy, for this is a wonderful spot to be in. You can now see the cycles that you wish to exit. How cool is that? We're talking about exiting, and now it's talking about what is a cycle. I'm going to tell you something really quickly, because I've been in a weird cycle in the past little while, and I realize that if I only look at my side of the street, not point a finger, I realize, yeah, I'm already saying, oh yeah, well, I'm going to get triggered, and I'm going to do this. No. I have a choice. I can do something differently. I can stop, breathe, and make a new choice. It's very, very good. Okay, so you can now see the cycles that you wish to exit, and once you figure out that you have the power to stop going round and round, you possess the key to your freedom. Be good to yourself. It's not about blame, but accountability. You can have the abundant life filled with love and prosperity that Spirit so wants for you. You can have it. Now, in following the next card, which is card 37, Never-Ending Story, and okay, isn't that amazing? You say that, yeah, I could be accountable in order for me to be authentic, right? Because what if the pattern was to stay small, not shine your light, and that you figure out, oh, I can be unique in this little way, but I won't be unique, I won't be authentic with the whole thing. You don't tell yourself you're not going to be authentic, but you know when you're being inauthentic. So let's look at this next one, which is 37. And I'm going to read it to you. And this is another reason why I want you to keep your guidebooks. Because even me, who have read these cards, I know these cards at the back of my hand, I made them. I like to read the guidebook. I like to read it to you. I like to read it, me and my husband, we do them. We read the guidebook because we see, is there anything else that we might have missed in using our intuition? And typically we do find something. Okay, here we go. Are we ready? This is the time to avoid all drama. No drama, mama. Especially when it comes to other people's stuff. Your sensitivity is on overload these days, and you are best served by keeping your distance. Your mantra today is not my circus, not my monkeys. All this drama will pass, and you will carry on unscathed and blameless. And this speaks directly to codependency. So, you know, the fastest way for us to actually be inauthentic and out of our power, giving is to give our power away to a circumstance or a person that is coaxing us or inadvertently manipulating us, because maybe they're not even conscious of it, by creating drama and a need for us to step in. So when we step into other people's drama, we immediately become inauthentic. We're not being unique, because what we're doing is we're buying into their story. So this is something to remember, is that no drama is how we will continuously be in alignment with our soul, because our soul is allergic to drama, and we always have nice, healthy, solid boundaries with people. The patterns here that are recognized, things we have to leave behind, are codependency, so we want to set clear boundaries, we want to stay out of drama, and we also want to be good pattern recognizers and remember that we are accountable for those patterns and we have the power to choose something different. Let's summarize what we've just done. We have been asking, how do we get into alignment with our authenticity? And authenticity means to be aligned with our soul. So when we pull the three cards, we have the anchor card that tells us the basis of the next right action. And then the next two cards tell us more about that. Now remember what we've said about all of us, which is to stay, leave behind what doesn't work, recognize patterns, the fact that we're accountable for those, and that we have the power to change them and to stay out of drama, set healthy boundaries, and stay out of that codependent headspace, which pulls us out of our authenticity. So these are the things that we all need to know. Now you, when you do your exercise and you choose your three cards, you might get different cards, but that's how you do it. I'll see you in the next video where we're talking about inspiration.